Today I'd like to take a look at that mysterious and elusive animal that we call the English gentleman. What is it? What does it look like? And where can you find it? Traditionally, the English gentleman is rich. But he doesn't work. Certainly not. All his money comes from his family. They don't work either, but they are all very busy. They have to know the right clothes for the right situation, the right things to say at the right time to the right people. They have to know about food, wine, art, and literature. They don't actually have to read books, but they have to be able to talk about them. Oh yes, and they have to be totally convinced of their own natural superiority to servants, poor people, people who work for money, and most especially to people who wear the wrong tie for evening drinks. It is no wonder that writers, from Saki and Woodhouse, all the way to the Monty Python team, have taken the idea of the English gentleman and have made him into an object of humour, a joke. The English make fun of the English gentleman, but even so, the idea of being a gentleman is still very dear to the hearts of many English men, just as the idea of being a lady is very dear to the hearts of many English women. But is there such a thing any more as an English gentleman? Because the traditional English gentleman has become an object of humour, people have been able to put aside the traditional descriptions, and in doing that, may have been able to come up with a modern gentleman. He might not wear the proper clothes or speak with the proper accent. He might not be rich, and he would probably work for a living, but he would still share some things with the traditional gentleman. And he would also share some things with King Arthur and Robin Hood, the gentlemen of legend. He would try to be fair. He would value originality of thought, and would make his own judgments about good and bad, right and wrong. He would try to be pleasant, and he would try not to be rude. Maybe that is enough. Just fair, pleasant, thoughtful, independent, and not rude. It is not even necessary to be English. Maybe it is not quite so difficult to be a gentleman after all.